After months of speculation, it's official. Stacey Abrams is not running for U.S. Senate in 2020. GPB's Stephen Fowler talked with the former Democratic candidate for governor Monday night about her decision.
Just 2 weeks after Stacey Abrams acknowledged she wouldn't be Georgia's next governor, last November, she gave a TED Talk about the experience and what was next.
No matter what I do, I ask myself three questions. What do I want? Why do I want it? And how do I get it?
In an interview with GPB News, Abrams said what she wants now is to continue working on issues like voting rights and accurate census counts in Georgia and across the country. So for now, that means
not standing for an office that is not the right fit for me. And so I've declined to run for the U.S. Senate.
The why, she says, comes from a desire to increase economic and political opportunities for those who don't have them.
I know what it means to have your voice muffled by systems that are not serving their purpose and by leaders who do not serve the people.
The how might be easier this time. Since that TED Talk and the gubernatorial race, Abrams has kept a high national profile, a frequent fixture in national newspapers and magazines, making the TV rounds for the reprinting of her book Lead from the Outside, and becoming the first African-American woman to deliver the State of the Union response. Her decision not to run for Senate leaves open the door for a rematch against Governor Brian Kemp in 2022, but Abrams says don't count her out as a presidential contender in 2020 either, even though she gave no solid timeline. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.